Iraq's Kurdistan considers a blasphemy law. A simple mistake nearly sidelines a believer in Pakistan, and government red tape derails a ministry trip to Mozambique. There's more about this story and others just like it on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It appears a segment of Iraq is considering a blasphemy law. At one time, Kurdistan was a haven for Christians who fled the violence of Iraq. That appears to be changing. An autonomous region, their parliament is getting ready to vote on a bill that would supposedly protect both Christians and Muslims. While intentions may be good, Open Doors' Paul Esterbrooks doesn't believe it.
There's no track record yet of any of these blasphemy laws benefiting Christians. Usually it's just the opposite.
A conviction under the bill means up to 10 years behind bars and huge fines. A vaguely worded bill is behind the angst.
The real issue, of course, is that fine line between criticism and insult, because any kind of criticism is also perceived as insult.
A vote is pending. Believers are hoping it fails.
Pray that God will enable the Christians to be good citizens of this country and to be able to maintain the freedom that they have to this point to share the gospel.
Meanwhile, a Christian legislator in Pakistan almost lost his assembly seat. Why? Because he has a Muslim ID. According to Compass Direct News, the seat Rana Asif Mahmood holds in his province's assembly is for minorities, which he qualifies for as a Christian. He says authorities made a mistake on his ID card and now they won't fix it. Mahmood has never been a Muslim, but he hopes the Muslim extremists don't believe the propaganda saying he's trying to leave Islam. Pray for his safety. This is Mission Network News. According to Orphan Outreach, India has the largest orphan population in the world, 31 million. Their needs are immense. Orphan Outreach is coming alongside nationals to help them make a difference in at least the lives of some of these kids. Today, our sister ministry, 91.3 WCSG, is leading a team of 15 listeners to help. Morning show host John Balio is co-leading the team.
We're going to be mainly in an orphanage in the foothills of the Himalayas, a place called Manali. I've heard that fewer than half of 1% of people are Christians in that general area.
Balio says time is the key to describing their work.
Time is really something that they value tremendously. Just getting to spend some time, get to know you, get to share stories and that sort of thing. But along with sharing stories, of course, doing vacation Bible school type of thing. So Bible stories, games, and crafts, we're going in prepared for that.
Pray kids see and hear Christ's love. You can join a team at our website. Next, do you have great memories of going to vacation Bible school as a kid? Well, 2 weeks ago, over 500 kids in eastern Haiti made those same fun memories. A team of Denver high school students went to Haiti with Christian World Outreach. Christian World Outreach's Greg Yoder, not me, says they did a VBS with the local church.
During the day, we do Bible lessons, share testimonies. We do crafts with them, which is a big undertaking to do crafts with 500 kids.
The impact spread.
It puts the word out to the community, this is a church that's wanting to help the children, because they really see that we're feeding them, trying to help them.
Kids heard the gospel message from day one, and several committed their lives to Christ. But it doesn't stop there.
We feel very strongly about his follow-up, so the pastor follows up with the families of the children that become Christians and have asked Christ into their life, because we don't want to just go in and that's it, and they're on their own.
An explosive ministry growth in Mozambique has run into a snag. Audio Scripture Ministries' plans for distribution of hundreds of audio Bibles went awry when the shipment got held up in customs. After multiple delays and a $6,000 tax bill, the players are expected to be released later this week. The distribution itself will have to be rescheduled, though. Pray that it'll go smoothly and for safe travel for the team during the next couple of weeks. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as others? Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.